Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry. This deal won't last. Run to Old Navy. Valid 11-2 to 11-8.
Hello, and welcome to the Variety Radio Online. We are dedicated to bringing you the news, reviews, and interviews from the world of entertainment. This is Michelle, your host today, and today I have with me Douglas Spain. He has a long career of many projects as I've looked him up, and I'm very surprised at the things he's done and as young as he is. But he had just taken on a project, a producer of called Mission Park. So I'm very excited to talk about that project tonight. Welcome, Douglas.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Happy to be on the show.
Well, first, I think what I'd like to do is for you to tell our fans and viewers and listeners out there about what Mission Park is, the movie. And then I'd like to back up and let's talk about kind of the process, because there's some interesting things surrounding this project and some things that are kind of unprecedented that have happened with this project. So I'd like to first tell our listeners what kind of movie and a little bit about what the movie is about.
Very well. Mission Park is a crime thriller set in San Antonio, Texas, about four good friends who end up in this tragic accident at a young age that haunts them later on in life. These four friends end up on both sides of the law and end up confronting their friendship as well as the law. And it's set in San Antonio, as I mentioned. It was filmed entirely in San Antonio, Texas, and it's now out in theaters in San Antonio, Los Angeles, Northern California, Chicago, Houston, and on September 20th, we'll be releasing it in Dallas as well.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
As I was reading over your bio and different things, first, you took on being a producer for this this project. Tell me what intrigued you to take on Mission Park and the producer side of it.
Yeah, I was approached with the script to be one of the lead actors on the film. I definitely connected with the story and the characters. So I, attached myself as an actor to the project. However, the project kind of sat around for a couple years because there was never a producer attached. And eventually I felt that I had already gained enough experience through the short films that I directed and produced prior to Mission Park. And so I went and took the position, and I've been doing pretty well with it. I mean, we got theatrical distribution when everybody said we wouldn't. And that's also thanks to my producing partner, David J. Phillips, who I've worked with a couple times now. I think this is our third movie together. So it was great to bring him on board this project. And the two of us, we've been hustling, and we're still hustling to this very moment. We're on the phone back and forth trying to get people to come out and see the film this weekend. We've gotten rave reviews. Edward James almost came to see the film and said it was a great movie. That's his quote. And we have Danny Green from the San Antonio Spurs who said solid movie. So people are really enjoying this film, and we always felt that a theatrical distribution was the perfect home for it.
Okay.
And thanks to AMC Theaters, Santico Theaters, and Maya Cinemas, we got our theatrical distribution. So that's how I came. I know it's a long way. That's sort of the process of how things have been happening. That's my daily life. I'm like doing 100 things at once, so my mind is racing.
Well, when I read over your bio, I was like, it was busy.
Yes, I've been very busy. And as a producer, it's a huge undertaking, and I had to step down from the lead role of Derek because of so much work that was involved producing Mission Park. So we were lucky that we found Joseph Julian Soria to take on the role of Derek, and he is magnificent. I mean, people are raving about his performance in this film. So I think it was meant to be. It was meant for me to focus more on the producing side of Mission Park.
That's great. Doing the producing side, what did you find a stumbling block or your most difficult during the production of it? What did you find the most difficult part for you?
Actually, once we went into production, it ran smoothly. I mean, there are always situations that come to the forefront that as a producer you have to take care of. And I was able to, along with David J. Phillips, put out a lot of the fires that came on during the production. But it went pretty smoothly. We had an amazing crew who worked really hard in one of the hottest summers on record in Texas. I mean, literally, we were in a warehouse with no air conditioning for a whole week. It was like being in a sauna, and they worked diligently. They never complained. I brought them coconut milk every day to try and keep them hydrated. And we just had a great time. We were all there for the same reason. And the cast was wonderful, too. No divas whatsoever. I know you hear the stories that there's always one, but not on this set, not one. They were all very happy to be there, and they worked really hard. So during production, I wouldn't say we had any problems that were difficult or worth talking about.
I have to play a little bit right quick on your coconut milk. I go to Comic-Con every year, and this year I was standing in line outside, and there was this girl rolling around on a little bike with this insulated thing and handed out flavored coconut milk. It was my first time trying it, and it was very interesting, but it's funny you said that because I have never experienced it, and all of a sudden, you know, I just experienced it like 2 months ago, so they said it's very healthy.
I highly recommend it. It's so much better and so much healthier for you. All the other sort of drinks that people, you know, sell out there, and especially for hydration purposes, it's amazing. I have cases of it in my cupboards. I love it. And because I wanted the crew and the cast to sort of, you know, I didn't want to be the only one on set drinking coconut milk. I wanted or coconut water. So I wanted them to have some. So I made an effort to make sure that everybody had their coconut water. And they loved it.
That's very cool. It's nice to know some of those little interesting things behind the scenes. And so, you know, it's the coconut milk on this one's kind of cool. It sounds like you had a good team. I looked at the cast. You have a great cast on here. I'd love to know a little bit about, congratulations again, always kudos to your Spirit Award for your Star Maps, and you went through Sundance Film Festivals for that. Now, this project took a little bit of a turn as AMC taking it on. Tell me about how that happened. Did you approach them? Did they approach you? And was there difficulty in getting it out there that way? I mean, it's a very unique way to get an independent film out, and I'm very excited to hear how that came about.
Well, definitely. What it was is that Mission Park is a commercial film, and it doesn't have A-list actors on it. Commercial films usually do. So that was one thing going against us, that we had this sort of commercially viable film with no-name actors, all just young, up-and-coming, talented actors. And so it didn't really fit what festivals are looking for. They're more into the sort of independent, grittier, kind of darker tone, or unless there's a big name attached to it. I mean, mm-hmm. Those are sort of the majority of films that get into film festivals. Not all, but the majority. So Mission Park was sort of in the middle, and it was just trying to find the right home. Thankfully, David J. Phillips had some contacts at AMC Theaters, and he sent them a copy. They watched it, and they saw potential in the same manner that we did. So that's how they got interested, and they said, we'd love to platform release this film across the country. And we said, that's not late. So this gave us also a chance because this meant that they would sort of put the film in their theaters, but we would handle the marketing campaign of the film, the P&A, all that. We would be the ones responsible for it. And that's sort of beautiful in a sense of that we have complete control and we decide, you know, what the poster will look like, what our message is going to be about, where usually when it comes to studio films, the studio and many other executives decide for the filmmakers. So this gave us an opportunity to do it ourselves in the same manner that we've done the actual production of the film. So that was one benefit. The other sort of difficulty, or the one difficulty obviously, is money, because it takes a lot of money to market a film, and we have a very tight budget, but we're doing the best, and we've achieved some success with what we've had. But the true success of the film comes from the people who've seen it and have been true supporters of the film. On Facebook, I mean, every time I go on Facebook, I got over 100 notifications just from people sharing their experience and reposting whatever we put on there. So that's been wonderful. So I personally owe it to David J. Phillips for taking this film to Mission Park, because he knows personally how hard we worked for an entire year to get a distributor to come on board. And they just found it very difficult in terms of marketing this film because the majority of the leads are Latino.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the consensus. They said, this is a really beautifully produced film, and it's just we don't know how to approach marketing a film with the majority of the cast being Latinos. They're like, you know, it's something new. And recently I think they're getting a bigger sense, especially because, you know, in the last couple weekends we've had, we as a community of Latino filmmakers have had a film called Instructions Not Included, which has done really well at the box office. And that's due just to the majority of Latino audience members, which we make up 25% of that, have gone full force to see this film and be extremely supportive. And so the success of that film has been primarily from the Latino audience, because the film is predominantly in Spanish. That film, Instructions Not Included, is about 72% in Spanish. Our film is different because we're an American film with a Latino cast. So that always just sort of confuses people a little bit. And I felt that we know how to get this film out to audiences. We know how to target it, our audience, and so that they can see it and be proud of it, because we are that audience. So it takes one to know one, I guess.
Right. And, of course, you want to share, I mean, as any film or any movie, you want to bring in other audiences as you go. There's nothing like a different nationalities experience in other cultures.
The thing is that we've marketed Mission Park as an American film because we don't want to alienate the audience members that aren't Latino.
Right.
That's not our intention. And also the film is in English. You know, there might be a little bit of Spanglish here and there, but predominantly the film is in English. All the actors, though they are Latino, they're American first. You know, they speak English well. And the story is about these four American kids who grow up in the rough side of San Antonio, Texas, and sort of deal with their friendship and deal with the being on both sides of the law. So, I mean, it's a story that anyone can connect to.
Can relate to,
about love, friendship. Yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, we never really wanted to say this is a Latino film because, in all honesty, it isn't. Just because you have more than four Latinos as your leads, that doesn't necessarily mean. We don't even know what a Latino film means.
Right.
We just know that this is an American film for an American audience because it's about, like I said, characters that grew up in an American city. And most of the non-Latino audiences that have gone to see the film, they constantly walk up to me and they say, why do you keep bringing up this Latino thing? And your film is not a Latino movie. And I honestly try very hard not to. It's just that all these other elements come and say, wait, isn't your film, why don't you categorize your film? I'm like, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to categorize it. I'm just speaking because of the struggles that I've had within Hollywood to get this film to theaters. And one of the barriers has been the fact that because the cast is predominantly Latino, that's the only thing that I've been saying. That's why it's been difficult for Mitchum Park.
And it makes sense. But I do want us to give you one kudos. I looked at the cast, and I have to say, as a female, that's one sexy cast as a whole. So, that's across genders. That doesn't matter who you are. I was like, oh, this is a nice-looking cast. So, I have to give you kudos on that, too. So, it's always nice to know you.
Well, thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah.
And trust me, they look gorgeous on the big screen. They're just and it isn't just about how good-looking the entire cast is, but
oh, wait,
really
yeah, it is. No, I'm just teasing. Sorry, I had to tease you. Go ahead.
No. We wanted good-looking actors, but we wanted strong actors who really connect with the roles and execute wonderful performances. And they have. I mean, we've been very proactive, and we've gone to a majority of the showings at various AMCs. And when the lights went up, there were several women in the front row just crying, especially due to just how great Joseph Julian Soria is in his performance. I mean, he really just makes you feel his pain that he's experiencing. And you could see that in the audience, and they were all, and like I said, it wasn't a specific audience. It was across the board of all just different types of people, young, older, white, black, Latino.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
And, no, that's exciting.
That's sort of it. And like I said, I try very hard not to say, it's a Latino thing or anything. It's just like I walk in, I'm like, hey, I have this project. And then people are like, oh, it's Latino. And you're like, no. But at the same time, I don't want to deny the fact that the majority of the cast is Latino, because we're all very proud of that. And on the same token, we're proud to be American. So, it's like anything you do in life. We have so many labels as individuals. We have mother, father, brother, gay, straight, actor, filmmaker, entrepreneur. There's all these labels that make up who we are and what we do in life. And, hopefully if we're happy and successful, we accept those as who we are as a person, a father or mother, like I said. There's just things that identify us as human beings in this society we live in. So that's why I feel like Latino is just one of those things that define me as a person, in addition to being a producer and a filmmaker. So an actor, yes, definitely. I know I haven't been in front of the camera for a little bit, so I have to remind myself that, yes, I am an actor who's been on great projects. Thankfully, I've been blessed as an actor.
Yes,
and as a producer,
your resume is amazing. I was looking at it, and for your age, I thought you have incredibly done some great things. What is the next step with AMC? Like I am here in Atlanta, AMC's, we're here. So what is the next step with the film, and how can viewers reach out to find out more about how they can either get it to their city, or what are kind of PR things can we do, and what is your next step to push it?
Well, the wonderful thing is that AMC is still on board. They We had some great successes at some of the AMCs out here in the Los Angeles and Chicago. So we're going to continue in those same theaters, and we're expanding in Dallas via mm-hmm. AMC. And in addition to AMC, and this is a wonderful thing, it's like once the ball starts rolling, it just catches on, you know, like a tumbleweed. It just gets bigger and bigger the more it keeps rolling down the road there. And what happened with AMC is that once they came on board, a theater chain local to San Antonio and Houston, Santico Theater, they wanted to also come on board and distribute the film in those two cities. So we did really well in San Antonio. We were their number six movie. And this is in comparison to all the big blockbusters like Red Eye. We were their number six top burner.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And they want to continue in those same theaters and expand to their Houston location. So we'll be expanding in Houston at the Santico Silverado IMAX and the Santico's Palladium AVX this coming Friday, which is tomorrow, my goodness. And then in addition to Santico's, Maya Cinemas also wanted to be a part of this movement. So they've given us three of their prime locations in Northern California, so we will be releasing tomorrow, again, at Maya Bakersfield 16, Maya Salinas 14, and Maya Century Plaza 16 in Pittsburgh, California. Yes, we have a Pittsburgh. So upon the success, and this is sort of a slow progression because they sort of monitor every Monday. They come and see how we've done. And then from there, we talk about other cities. So we're definitely looking into Austin. We're definitely looking into other southern states to really give the film the opportunity to get to a lot of audiences who don't live in the major cities like L.A., New York, Chicago. So Atlanta being one, definitely. Wherever these theaters, especially AMC, like I said, they're expanding to Dallas. And right now we're still in L.A. at City Walk, Norwalk 20, Orange 30, and Tyler Galleria in the Riverside. And we're staying at Santico's in San Antonio at the Palladium IMAX, Silverado 16, Mayan Palace 14, Northwest 14, and Rio Alto. So for a small film that many believed would never get made, it's now in 15 theaters across the country, and will continue through 15 theaters, 16, by the September 20th. So, I mean, it's a huge achievement.
Remarkable.
I'm very proud of the team.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm very proud of the actors. I'm very proud of the team, everyone who helped. And I'm so grateful to the audience that has come out in huge numbers to support us and the film. But the wonderful thing, especially as a filmmaker, is that because I know what it costs to go to the movies personally. I know how much money it costs, and I know the time and the parking, and especially if you have families. So when they go to the film, I know the effort that it took to get there. And when they leave with a smile on their face, it just makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, wow, this was worth your time and worth your money. And that's really all I wanted. I wanted just to entertain you and make you feel like, you know what, the money I spent was worth it because the movie was good. And so, and that's usually how I am when I go see a movie. If I walk out happy, entertained, then I don't even think about the money that I spent because, you know, it was about the experience that I gained from watching a film. And I think the majority of people who've gone to see Mission Park, they've experienced it that way. So I'm very grateful to them, and I'm very happy that they've enjoyed the film and the performances from these hot actors. and talented as well.
Yeah, no, I truly believe they're talented. I can tell it in your voice. And again, I looked at a lot of the resumes and looked at everything, so I was really impressed. Now, can our listeners listen to our interview, Can they go to Facebook and, as you update new cities, say they're in a different area and they are excited to hear this or to watch this? Do you update it on Facebook when you tackle a new city? So how can the listeners and fans follow you to find out when it's close to them?
Definitely. Please go to our Facebook page, which is Mission Park. It's facebook.com/Mission Park. Very easy to type. You just go into the search, type up Mission Park, and you will see it. You can definitely like our page. It's always, you know, being kept up to date, and we let everyone who's liked the page know what's happening, where we're going to be at. We're definitely having a Q&A screening tomorrow, Friday, at City Walk 19, due to the fact that our last Q&A was extremely successful. And we love to connect with the audience, so we try our best to get to these screenings within our reach. But Facebook, like I said, is definitely our main source. And we're also big on Twitter, which is at Mission Park Fans, F-A-N-S. So at Mission Park Fans for Twitter and facebook.com/Mission Park. are the two most common places where you can learn anything and everything about me as a producer, actor, Douglas Spain, and about David J. Phillips, my other producer partner on this film, the wonderful cast, Fernando Romero, Jeremy Ray Valdez, Will Rothar, who is not Latino but speaks Spanish perfectly, Walter Perez, and Joseph Julian Soria, to name a few. We also have Julio Cedillo, Jesse Borrego. Vivica A. Fox was beautiful to come and spend a day with us and give a really good performance on there. And then Sean Patrick Flannery, who's currently on the last season of Dexter, also came out and gave a wonderful performance. So we'd really love for you guys to see it. The most beautiful thing is that, I'll tell you a little scenario, is that anytime you sort of put a label onto something, people already have a perception of what that is, being Latino. And another thing is being independent. So when people mm-hmm. hear, oh, this is an independent film, they go in expecting like a half-ass movie made on someone's iPhone with no production value whatsoever. The lighting, you'll see the boom. Wardrobe is, you know, not matching. The editing is all, like, I don't know. Maybe people have the wrong perception of what independent means. So independent means that we made it ourselves without a studio or a distributor, but it doesn't mean that we lack in production value and talent at all. So everyone that goes in, I'm telling you, I've had at least 100 people who have emailed me, told me to my face, they said, I walked in there expecting some indie little movie with, you know, maybe a nice story, and they come out saying, that's a Hollywood blockbuster.
Awesome.
Because the production value is amazing. I mean, the crew just did their best. I mean, when you see it on the screen, you're like taken aback by how beautiful the film looks. And that's thanks to our wonderful cinematographer, Thomas Nador, who shot it beautifully, and it just looks gorgeous, gorgeous on the screen. And I've watched it at least 10 times because I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get a chance to see it on the big screen again. So I watch it as many times because I'm always just amazed. And also the young talent that we found who play the younger versions of our leads. They're all from San Antonio and Austin, thanks to our casting directors, Brock Allen Casting, who found these amazing kids. And they opened the film, and literally, that's the catcher, you know. You can tell mm-hmm. instantly if the film's going to be good by the opening scene. And these kids are so good that you're like, wow, it looks gorgeous. These kids are talented. This mm-hmm. there must be something here. So, and there is. But that's just me. I'm the producer. But that's what I believe. And hopefully you get a chance to see it. And yes.
No, I'm excited. I do hope so.
If you have an AMC in your area, definitely feel free to let us know on Facebook. We show all this to our partners over at AMC, so that they can, you know, see the demand and hopefully expand to these other cities. I know we've had many people ask us from San Francisco. Luckily, we're going to open up in Pittsburgh, California, which is, I think, like 30 minutes from San Francisco. So we're really happy that we'll be able to get that audience. But if there's an AMC in your area or a Centico Theater or a Maya Cinemas, please let us know. We will do our best to get this film out there so you, too, can see Mission Park on the big screen.
No, we're excited, and we'll help any way we can. I'd love to, if we can get it out like out this way, you know, we can help do, if we get one or two of you out here, we'll do a little red carpet. We'll push it. We'll do whatever we can to support it here.
Oh,
so, yeah, so we'd
You're
love
in Atlanta,
to.
Right? In Atlanta.
I am in Atlanta, so we could do a little red carpet event in Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta's mini Hollywood right now.
Oh, well, then, you know what? We will be on the phone come Monday with AMC Theaters. So let me look it up as I'm doing here. To see if we can, you know, find an AMC near you. I think, yep, there's several. AMC 5th, AMC Parkway Point, AMC Fork and Screening Buckhead. We can definitely talk to AMC come Monday and get it out there and maybe get our cast or myself out there and do a mini Hollywood Atlanta Q&A out there. That would be great. We'd love to
do
that.
I think we have a great, like I said, you know, Atlanta's booming so much now in the industry with several studios are building sound systems and sound stages here. So, you know, several shows are produced here. I think the market is great, and I think the audience here, we got, you know, we have a Latino base, but I think also, you know, it's just a great, we're the South. I think we would be able to really help you do a great little premiere Q&A here in Atlanta, so.
That sounds amazing. I'm definitely going to write that down, and this is something that we'll definitely look into. I actually will get off the phone, and I will call my producing partner, David J. Phillips, and say, hey, Atlanta, they want us. Let's get over there, and we'll hit it up. We'll make it happen.
That's
the thing we work really hard. So thank you. We appreciate your support. And, again, this isn't a Latino film. It's an American film. So anyone in Atlanta, Georgia, will appreciate it as much as the next American. I really believe that because it is a film about friendship and deception and love, you know, and sort of the daily things that we go through.
Well, I think it's always great to, for me, is also, take all the other things we've talked about far as genres aside, is that you've got great young actors coming up, and what a way to support them in major cities in a film as they're breaking into their career. Doesn't matter who they are, but just the fact that they're breaking into that career and they're getting that support for and credit for what they've done in major cities. And I think that's what it's about, is supporting, you know, the next generation of wonderful actors also.
Yes, it's very true. I mean, that's sort of my mission statement. You know, I'm about what's better for the community and in terms of the actors, the filmmakers. You know, the one thing that I was very proud of is that we made this film in America, you know, with American crew and American actors. And, you know, so happy because it's my home, and we're giving, you know, when you're making a movie, you're giving back to the community because you're creating jobs and opportunities. So it was a real pride and joy for us to be able, because trust me, when you're, as a producer, you're out there and you're trying to make a movie, so many other outside countries come in and they're like, oh, we'll do this and we'll give you this and we'll give you, please film offshore. And for me, it was very important that we filmed, for all of us, the team, we felt it was very important to keep this production in our country, you know, and hire American crew, like I said. Yeah, because it takes place in San Antonio, Texas, so I don't want to be in, like, you know, some other country and, you know, CGI San Antonio, especially the city of San Antonio. Drew Meyer Oaks, who works with the film commission there, was magnificent. I mean, the city alone and the people, they were just extremely supportive. And we know how we Americans are. We love people. We're good people. We care about each other. And not just in New York, but all around the world. We really do. You know, hospitality is, like, ingrained in us. We're such hospitable people, and we care, and that's what mm-hmm. I wanted. And so I'm very happy that we made Mission Park an American film, made in America. So definitely I hope to reach other wonderful states like Georgia and get this film out there in those theaters. That's something that we definitely look forward to.
Yeah, well, let me know. I mean, again, we'd love to help. We'll push it here, and I can PR in Georgia pretty well. So yeah, let me know if
you
can hook it up.
I bet you're well connected over there. I bet you're well connected over there.
It's that Southern charm, you know. I hug everybody, and by the time you hug them and speak a little Southern charm to them, they're in your pocket. I'm just teasing.
Well, it works. Like I said, you know, the hospitality that we provide is, you know, amazing. It's great. Even out here in California, in Southern California, you know, the weather's always great, so we're always got smiles on our faces, and we say hi to everybody. And a lot of people are like, I don't know you. Why are you saying hi to me? That's just what we do out here in California. We say hi to everybody.
No, we are very well at open arms. You know, you go to other countries, and you don't necessarily get a hug when you walk into, you know, somewhere. So it's definitely different feel, the way we, you know, support each other, and I think that's important. So.
Well, I want a hug, so I'm going to do everything in my power to see if we can open up in Georgia, because I want one of those Southern hugs. And I want lemonade, and I want to hear that Southern music we all love so much. I want it all. Texas is like the Southern, half Western, you know?
I would agree. Texas is sort of our Southern belt-ish. So I would agree. You have that Southern hospitality out there. But you come to Georgia, it's a little different.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to get one of them hugs from you, Michelle. So I will get on the phone right now and see what we can make happen in Georgia.
Well, it's waiting here for you. So I would love to bring it to Atlanta and see what we can do.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It was great talking to you tonight, Douglas. All right.
Yes.
Have a good evening. And, of course,
thank you. Yes. Thank you to all the listeners. Sorry. Thank you to all the listeners for your time. We appreciate it. We hope we've entertained your ears and that you're laughing with us, because we're having a good time here. So thank you, Mission Park. We'll get it out there. And thank you to all those who've already seen the film. We appreciate you greatly.
Thank you again, Douglas. It was great talking to you tonight, and we're excited to support Mission Park and AMC Theaters and some young up-and-coming actors. This was great, and this is Variety Radio Online, and we will post and have connections for the Facebook link and Twitter when we post this interview for the listeners.
Yay!
Have a good evening.
You're listening to Variety Radio Online. I'm Douglas Bain, the producer of Mission Park, and I hope your ears are as happy as mine.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard, like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming, and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off, now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry, this deal won't last. Run to Old Navy, valid 11/2 to 11/8.